Scientists call it the cross-race effect. It's much easier for us to describe the characteristics of a passing stranger who shares our race and ethnicity than someone who doesn't. So, for example, a white witness identifying a black suspect may only really remember that the person was black. Chris Meisner is with the National Science Foundation. He's reviewed 40 years of research on this. He says our brains are wired to instantly categorize what we see.
Now, it's important to note here that this is not tied to motivation. So it's not tied to prejudice. In fact, one might think of it as an evolutionary principle that, in fact, our systems are set up to identify those within our group versus those outside of our group.
The phenomenon has come into play in court cases where jurors have found an innocent person guilty after the testimony of an eyewitness. Jackie McMurtry is with the Innocence Project at the University of Washington.
I think the reason that people tend to believe eyewitnesses is that they're really doing their best to get it right. Many have been the victim of a horrible crime, and so that makes their testimony very powerful and persuasive.
And often wrong. 75% of the prisoners exonerated through DNA testing prompted by the National Innocence Project were originally convicted because an eyewitness, often of a different race, pointed the finger at them. So, what to do? The American Bar Association and other legal groups say juries should be given instructions pointing out the dangers of relying on such testimony. Federal courts in some states already do that now. But in Washington, there's a hitch. The state Supreme Court says letting a judge warn jurors about the questionable accuracy of cross-racial eyewitness accounts amounts to letting a judge comment on the validity of the evidence, and that's prohibited by the state constitution. Some lower court judges are frustrated by that position. That was more than evident recently in a state court of appeals ruling. In a rather unusual move, appeals court judge Ann Ellington openly chided the state Supreme Court for its stance. In urging the court to reverse its position, she wrote, "We should advise jurors of a fact known to us but contrary to their intuition, that cross-racial identification should be carefully scrutinized. It is," Ellington wrote, "an issue of basic fairness." Paula Wissel, KPLU News.